This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our way through the events of the day. Thursday, the 5th of April, is upon us. How do you do? My name is Doug Steffen, and her name is Jennifer Horn, and her name is Victoria Keevan, and her name is Kara Schillen. And we are here to keep you on your toes, to keep you alert, to keep you alive, to keep you interested in what's going on. So, Victoria, what do we find most interesting trending this morning at this point?
Well, we've got two stories from the world of entertainment. The first is about John Krasinski, who, of course, is married to Emily Blunt. And he had quite the run-in with a London customs agent while he was trying to visit his wife on the set of Mary Poppins. And so he told the story on The Tonight Show, saying that everything was fine. He was going through the usual experiences. And when he got to one of the officers who was about his age, he said he could kind of tell the guy was a little bit surly. And he said he was looking over his paperwork and said, says here you're an actor, would I know you from anything? And John Krasinski said, well, you know, we did redo the UK version of The Office. And he said that was strike one. The guy looked at him and said, oh, so you took what we did, perfect. And then he said, who are you visiting? Why are you here? And he said, I'm visiting my wife. My wife is Emily Blunt. And apparently the guy would not believe him that he had married Emily Blunt and made him feel like he had really married up. He said, really? You're the one who married Emily Blunt? And he said, go. Just go ahead. And he had total disgust. And so, unfortunately, John Krasinski says he always knew he married up, but he needed he didn't need the London customs agent to prove that he had married up in the world. So, poor John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. Of course, they've got a lot of sort of spotlight on them right now as, like, the last cute couple in Hollywood who stayed together after Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan.
Did Channing Tatum cheat on his wife? That's something I've seen floating around here in the last day or so.
I don't know. I haven't heard that. Kara's been on top of this, too. Have you heard that, Kara? I haven't heard that rumor yet.
I haven't heard anything besides, you know, they said that nothing scandalous happened. I'm sure people don't really believe that. But I've, you know, at this point, I've kind of moved on. I've let it happen.
I've mourned the loss.
I've laid it to rest, and now we're moving on.
Newsweek magazine is carrying a story about him admitting that he struggled to balance work and family. For those of you who didn't know, Channing Tatum, who's not anymore up and coming, he's pretty well established as a performer of note in Hollywood. He and his wife, who is a dancer performer, have called it quits. So there apparently is nothing better to talk about than that sort of thing, and people love to gossip. So there you go.
Well, people can't realize that sometimes couples just are. There's no cheating involved. They're just adults, and they've just decided that they can't go forward. You know,
It runs its course. That happens. All right, so what else do you have?
In other trending news, Dancing with the Stars is turning out to be the Olympians of the stars. It's Tanya Harding, Adam Rippon, and Jamie Anderson, the snowboarding gold medal winner. They have all joined Dancing with the Stars for the next season. And it's...
Tanya Harding is going to be...
Tanya Harding, yes.
She's back. She's a darling again.
I have very mixed feelings about that. It's so weird.
It's
she
because
is
we
back.
Glamorized her story. It's the I, Tanya, and the Tanya Harding specials, I think people, you know, she's trying to say that she's a victim because it was her husband that beat Nancy Kerrigan over the knee, but, you know, come on, Tanya.
Has it been proven that she asked him to do it? Has that ever been proven?
No.
Or was? No.
No, the only thing that...
Or maybe she is a victim.
Well, the only sort of thing that came to light when she sat down for this big interview during the I, Tanya press release, she had kind of slipped at one point and said she had heard Jeff Galuli and that other goon talking about doing something, and she said that she stopped the conversation and said, don't, you know, whatever you're thinking, don't do it. So that's the only thing that she did. It was the first time she admitted she had heard them talking about it about a month before they did it. So she claims she knew they were up to something. She didn't know what exactly they were going to do.
All right. Okay. Much Ado About Nothing, maybe, or partially Much Ado About Nothing.
But, you know, this kind of, going back to Dancing with the Stars for a second, though, I always think that it's kind of an unfair advantage when someone, even, skating isn't technically dancing, but they've had dance lessons and training their whole careers. That kind of seems
to do really well, actually.
Dancing and ice skating, yeah, together?
Yeah, it seems like an unfair advantage.
Oh. Well, let's see. Maybe she's rusty.
Well, what exactly is the point of the show? Is it to get a bunch of celebrities on who look bad, or is it to get celebrities on who might actually look decent dancing?
What do people appreciate most about the program, Kara, in other words? Yeah? And is it the skill, or is it just the fact that there are celebrities there and people want to see?
If anyone ever watched Glee, there was a girl on a few years ago who was on Glee, and she was a backup dancer for Beyonce and a few other people. And people were really upset because they were like, well, she already knows how to dance. Well, is that the point? She's a celebrity. I don't know. Do you have to be a football player? Do you have to be
football players do pretty well,
too. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't mind. Why don't I
just... Do you have to be a football player to play football?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Do you have to be a radio host in order to do a radio program?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Anybody can do a podcast.
Anybody. It's 13 past the hour. In a moment, we deal with Planned Parenthood to get both Victoria and Jennifer's take on whether Ivanka Trump offered a bribe to them to stop providing abortion services. Did she or didn't she? And why does it make a difference? It may make a difference to you or may not. We'll find out the story behind the story in a matter of moments here. First, though, I would like to have you think for just a moment about a special deal, a special offer that we've been talking about all week here. The folks at MyPillow, as they have been very helpful before in certain circumstances, certainly if you've gotten a MyPillow, you know how helpful the MyPillow is. So you're getting a good night's rest, a good night's sleep. But MyPillow, which is an American company, has offered, for those of you who buy any pillows, to give a pillow in your name to a homeless shelter. And we all think this is a fabulous idea. These pillows are made with 100% cotton. They adjust, as Jennifer will tell you, to your individual needs. You can wash them. You can dry them. You can use them for a long time. So if you've got pillows that are full of mites and crap and dust and yuck and you want new ones, this is the way to get new ones at 50% off. They are inexpensive, or let's say popularly priced to begin with. So now here's the best deal of the year so far. 4-pack of MyPillows, the 2 premium pillows, the 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. And with that, a pillow will be shipped to a homeless shelter. This is Easter week, and they're doing it for Easter week. So help somebody, help yourself to a better night's rest, and help somebody else get a better night's rest this week only at MyPillow.com. Please go there. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo DJV. So you get yourself a better night's rest. MyPillow helps out you, and they help out somebody else in your name. It's a great way for them to help a lot of people. And I think it's a fabulous opportunity, actually. So take advantage of it. Homeless shelter benefits from you purchasing your pillows at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4887. 866 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour, DJV show. Doug and Jennifer, Victoria and Jennifer trying to put a... I don't know if this is a spin that's required here. You've seen and heard. A lot of people have been talking since last night. I think this became, well, the accusation is made in a new book. The executive for Planned Parenthood interviewed and says that Ivanka offered them a bribe, federal funding to Planned Parenthood if they agreed to stop providing abortion services. Anybody got a spin on that one?
I don't know that there's much to spin. It's from her new book, and she said she took the meeting, so she said it felt like a bribe. She isn't saying it was a bribe, but she said it certainly felt that way, that if they discontinue, they would increase their funding. Jared Kushner was really the one, I think, kind of leading the charge on this. They met together with her, with Cecile Richards, and who's the former president of Planned Parenthood, and she basically said that they said to her during the transition of Donald Trump into the office that if they acted quickly and they had a national headline of Planned Parenthood stops all abortion services, that that would be something that they wanted, and that they, in return, they would increase the funding for other health services. So I don't think there's a whole lot of scandal here. It just is
I think it's
her.
A question that
or
I
is it real?
Why they well I we don't know, but I could understand where that question would come from, because the main issue, if people don't have an issue, like the conservative right doesn't have a huge issue with Planned Parenthood for its services for women, it's all about the abortions. And so I can understand where that's something that they probably would have asked. If they did ask it, it would make sense to me, because that would be a big win for the president if he could get them to say that they wouldn't do that anymore.
I'm not sure I agree with that point of view 100%. I think, in my experience, especially when I was working in Cincinnati back in the late 80s and early 90s, there was a huge, and maybe it's changed over the years. I'm sure a lot of things have changed over the years. So, but I still hear this attitude among some of my friends on the right that has no tolerance for Planned Parenthood. They want to shut them all down. They don't pay attention to. I understand that. No, I get that, Jen. I get that. But there are so many other things. They don't really, that's not their main stock and trade.
They
offer them as part of the health services that they give to women.
When you talk about, I mean, not to put it like brutally, but it doesn't matter if they just did it one time in their history. Killing a baby is killing a baby to somebody. And so I think that's where that attitude comes from.
Yeah. And I'm not in favor, I've always said this on the air, I don't, I'm not in favor of abortion. However, I'm also not the person who's having the abortion, and so under the circumstances, if it was somebody that was close to me, I'd want to have the conversation and try to convince them to carry the baby to term and put it up for adoption, but that would be just my thing. I think that a lot of men have a lot to say about this. And I'm not sure that
like way too many men have a lot to say about it.
Have the bona fides to do it. That's why I asked you. I wasn't going to throw my own 2 cents in here at all, because I was more interested in the two of you and what you thought about it. Because it seems to me like so many other things in the news media, it's just meant to throw gasoline on the fire of the anti-Trumpers. That's the way I kind of read between the lines, the headline and the way it's been presented, at least the thing that I saw. So, okay. So we've got the point of view from both of you, and people will think about it and have their own point of view. You can connect with us on, if you want, on Twitter, at Jennifer Warren, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, at DJV Show, 21 after the hour here on today's DJV Experience.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. It's TV time with Jennifer and Victoria and I focusing on what, well, we lost a little bit of time last night to, I did, I shouldn't say we, I hate it when people say we and they talk about themselves, watching the, there's something about James Spader that just really, I don't know what the, I'm not sure about the emotion, but there's something about him that's so good on Blacklist. He's always been good, but there's something about the way he plays it on Blacklist that is good. So I got here back to the house, California, just in time to watch that last night, and I did. And it was, I find the show, even though it's been in and out of being too violent for me, it's always satisfying. Does that make sense? It's always satisfying. And on the plane coming back here, I watched a couple of episodes of Animal Kingdom. Have you ever watched that? With Ellen Barkin and a bunch of other no-name actors. And it's a crime family. She's the leader of the family, and the ins and outs of them is pretty interesting. It's never heard of that. Yeah, it's something.
I was picturing you watching a show on like Animal Planet or something.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought it was—an animal show.
All right, so Jen, anybody else got any reviews from last night?
What did we?
No, we had date night, so I didn't see.
Oh, we watched Roseanne last night.
Oh yeah, how was it?
Yeah, it was cute. It was obviously from the day before, but it was a fun one.
Good. All right, what's tonight?
Oh, gosh. Everybody lock and load because Jersey Shore is back.
Woohoo!
It's the Jersey Shore Family Vacation, the series premiere on MTV. It starts at 8 o'clock. Everybody's back except for Sammy, and they're going to Miami. They're a little older. They all range in age now from 30 to 35, but apparently they still know how to party. Snooki falls over on night number one, so there's that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy is new tonight. Dr. Weber in the focus, as he is recovering. He's a recovering addict on Grey's Anatomy at 8. Supernatural is new on the CW at 8. Imposters, the season premiere of Imposters, airs tonight on Bravo at 10. And this should be kind of fun. The Thursday Night Darts Premier League 2018 starts on BBC America.
Don't even joke. We watch that.
You love it? Is it a good
one? When we were in Ireland in January, they had the World Championships, and my cousins were watching it. We got hooked, and so now we actually watch it. It's strangely riveting.
Strange.
It's all new tonight, and you can check it out. Fox has got a new Gotham at 8 o'clock, followed by Showtime at the Apollo, and CBS all new tonight. The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Life in Pieces, and SWAT.
I watched Showtime at the Apollo last week, and I had never really watched. I know that I sort of thought I knew what it was all about. I'd forgotten that Steve Harvey had been the host of it. So, as last count, Steve Harvey is hosting at least five.
Every show on him. On television.
He does a 3-hour radio program in the morning that's syndicated. He does Family Feud. He does his own daily talk show for an hour on television. He does the little kids show with Ellen. What's that called? It's on Sunday nights. He's on every network. He's on NBC, he's on Fox. This guy is everywhere, and he does a nice job. He's a very smooth performer and very likable. And so when I turned on the Apollo, I actually stayed with it because there was a spoon vendor that was on last week, and because of my friendship with Uri Geller, I wanted to see what this kid was all about. But it's a good show to watch if you like entertainment. I found it to be more entertaining than either because it's not just music. I never was hot on the music shows to begin with. Hot on American Idol and even the singular talent shows, Dancing with the Stars. I've always thought it's like watching, you know, the computer when you turn it off. It's just really boring to me. But I find that at least the mix that I saw last week, very entertaining group of people. So I might recommend it for those of you who are looking for something different. And they usually play it back. I don't see it during the week because I don't have time. But the playback was on Saturday, so it might be something you check out. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Parent-teacher conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher parent, and if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life, and two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be. But we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
At the hour now on the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keeling gracing us with her presence. Kara Schillen as well, pushing the buttons and dials and sliders and all that other good stuff. And when we say sliders, we're not talking about the things you eat from White House.
Not a mini
white,
hamburger.
What's it? Well, White Castle. That's it. White Castle.
Oh, that's right.
Today, speaking of White Castle, is National Burrito Day. The word burrito first appeared in the Dictionary of Mexicanisms back in 1895. There's a Dictionary of Mexicanisms?
Oh. Sure, I read one word every day.
Good for you. You know, this, okay, here's an aside. Don't let me forget about going back to this. I was talking to the president of the local university. I had lunch with him on Monday. And he's Hispanic. He comes from Guatemala. I think he comes from Guatemala. Came to this country when he was 30. And we were talking about the number. He's got 4,600 students at this. We have two colleges, a community college and a real college, if you want to call it that, in Framingham. And this fella, we had lunch at a Thai restaurant, which was interesting. He was talking about how the generations absorb language. And they did a study of it at his university. And the finding was that by the time you reach the third generation, in other words, first generation comes here from wherever, maybe Mexico, maybe China, maybe Ukraine, and maybe wherever they come from. And they want to speak, their parents want to speak the language at home, even though they're immersing themselves in English. And then the second generation, that is their children, begin to use English more prominently. But by the time they get to the generation that is the third, if you will, the second that was born in America, the daughters and sons of the immigrants' daughters and sons, pretty much the use of their native language is gone. The third generation is not using the native tongue anymore at all. They all get immersed in English, and that's what they use, which I thought was interesting, because my attitude has been, as you've heard many times, that I go into a restaurant and I hear people who are jabbering amongst themselves, and they don't hear what you're saying because they don't pay attention to what you're saying, or they don't communicate well in either direction. It drives me nuts, and oftentimes I'll just get up and leave. And it's that annoying for me.
A waiter who doesn't understand you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah. Imagine, why would you hire somebody that was waiting on somebody in a fairly, you know, fairly decent restaurants? It happens more, frankly, in Massachusetts to me than it does here in California with me. I don't find that I have that experience here that much, but I really find it annoying. Anyway,
so
but
I'm
the
a,
point
I'm
of the message.
I'm assuming Doug will not be celebrating National Burrito Day then.
Well, no, I think I don't, because I don't want any extra gas. But the side story was this fellow telling me that there is much more absorption into English than we find, but it's usually the third generation that's into it, or by the time they get there. Anyway, back to National Burrito Day. This term burrito is used in the Guanajuato region. Where the heck is that? Anybody know where Guanajuato is? That where is it? What the hell? Where is this? Someplace in Mexico. Anyway.
And it sounds like you're saying it clear as a bell, too.
I know, right?
Yes, my acknowledgement.
Sure, we don't know where it is.
My respect. And I actually took Spanish when I was in high school. Spanish and French. So it means little donkey in Spanish. It's possible that it stems from
burrito.
Yeah, burro, from burro.
Burro,
right.
Ito, yeah.
Yeah, burro, Ito. So the burros Ito, this stuff, and then somehow or other Americans got into it. Maybe not. In other regions of Mexico, similar types of food are known as flauta, which is native for flatulence.
Flauta.
Flauta, okay.
Flauta.
Flauta. Flauta. Flatulence. All right, I'm certainly glad I went down this.
This is a really appealing segment about
burrito. Do you need to excuse yourself and take some Beano or something? Like
It's National Read the Roadmap Day today. Why is anybody reading? The guy when I pick up the car, he always says the same thing to me. Do you want a roadmap? I said to him yesterday, why would I want a roadmap?
Does anyone take you up on that
offer, sir? Yeah, I was going to say, who needs a roadmap anymore? And he looked at me and he sort of smiled. Yeah, have a nice day, Mr. Stefan. Okay. The earliest roadmaps, the Britannia Atlas, drawn by cartographer John Ogilby in 1675. So today, though, with satellites and GPS and all that stuff, I don't know, maybe it's a lost art reading a map. It is fun to look at a map and
see where
you are.
Do you remember the Thomas Guide?
Yeah. I had one in my car until a few years ago.
I love the Thomas Guide. Ladies, did you ever have one?
They don't even know what it is. I guarantee you they don't know what it is.
See? This
I
is
know what a roadmap is.
No. Thomas Guy.
Thomas Guy.
It was a big,
crazy.
Thick, it was like a big...
It was like a phone book.
Yeah, it was. A phone book of places, and it was all tied together, so you go from one page to the next, and work your way across the country using the Thomas Guide. It was great for local directions. It was good if you were traveling regionally or across the country. And, yeah, it was about the size of a phone book.
And you find where you were based on, like, you'd go in the back, and you'd say, okay, I'm in Burbank, and you'd look for the Burbank page, and it would say page 74. And then you'd go to 74, and you'd find yourself, and you'd be, they would have, like, a grid, and you'd say, okay, D4, and then you'd follow yourself wherever you wanted to go. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this like Battleship?
Good.
No, it's actually D4. A functional tool for people needing to
what's
drive.
Battleship? I don't know what Battleship
cell phone.
Is.
You don't know what Battleship is?
No, what's Battleship?
It's a board game. It's been around forever.
Okay. So we have, now we trade off. What do you culturally know exists and
you
what
know
do you not culturally?
Dougie.
So we have the younger cultural things that I'm unaware
Battleship
of.
Battleship is not a younger cultural
and
thing.
And the older cultural things yeah, the girls are not aware of, like a Thomas Guide. All right. It's not younger? When was Battleship first played?
No, it's
played?
Been around for... Let me see when it was first...
I never played
game.
Board games.
I'm not going to brag, but that. I actually know both cultural references.
Well,
I know, right?
Yeah. There's Jennifer Horn bridging
yeah.
the gap.
What would we do without oldies. Jen
the
for cultural bridging?
All right, speaking of Jennifer, what's going on? Sports news now. Patriots... Oh, no. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman...
Yeah.
Is he related to Rick Edelman, the money guy? No, maybe not.
I don't know. We could ask him. You live close, so you should ask him that. Mm-hmm. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman may have played a role in preventing a school shooting. Per the New York Times report, Edelman contacted police after being alerted through a direct message on Instagram about a threat made in the comment section of a post that he had made. Dude, there's a kid in your own comment section that says he's going to shoot up a school. I think you should alert the authority, the message to Edelman said. Edelman contacted his assistant in Boston who found the comment that read, I'm going to shoot my school up. Watch the news. So his assistant, Shannon Moen, called the police who traced the comment to a teenager who lives in Port Huron, Michigan, using a records request for his email and IP address. He's now being held in a juvenile detention center. Edelman said he's going to send a care package to the person who alerted him to the threat. So here's someone who actually saw something.
Say, is this what we need
said something.
To be doing? Yeah, this is the sort of thing to see this sort of thing and work.
Well, there must
through.
Be something on. There must be some sort of truth to it because you wouldn't just get thrown into juvie. You
know, and they took over his. They got a warrant for the kid's email and IP address, so they probably found material that just corroborated what they had suspected.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. So, Victoria, the Masters, is that this weekend? When do they play that? No, it's... When is the Masters?
Playing golf now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't
know if
it's...
A lot of golf on TV now.
Too much golf.
But you don't like golf?
Oh, God. It's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
However,
how many
a lot of people do like
adult men
it.
And women chase that little white ball around the same course? I told you the story. My father played golf every day of his life.
A lot of people
from when he was 41
golf.
To when he was 88.
Wow.
And every day of his life. And he loved playing golf. He tried to get me interested in it. I could never. I played with him a few times, but... I don't know whether I'm too impatient to play.
Yes, you are. I can tell you exactly.
All right. So what's the story here?
Well, if you've been watching golf at all on TV this year, you've almost certainly heard rowdy fans. And we've talked a little bit about some of the rowdy golf fans drinking too much and things like that. So you've probably heard screaming in the background, people yelling, get in the hole, Baba Booey. There's always a Baba Booey somewhere. And Dilly Dilly. And so the patrons of Augusta National Golf Club will have to refrain from that type of behavior during the Masters because security officials at Augusta have a sheet of words and phrases that patrons are not allowed to yell, including Dilly Dilly, which is the viral and super annoying Bud Light catchphrase that's become super popular during the NFL season. Patrons who shout any of those words will be removed immediately from the course and the grounds as well. In response, Bud Light is sending 1,000 Dilly Dilly t-shirts to Augusta for fans to wear during the tournament if they can't actually yell it out. They added a letter posted to social media from the fictional royal character who stars in the TV ads that read, "Your king hath received word that the guards of the green jacket plan to escort any patron who dare utter Dilly Dilly off yon premises. Except for myself, I am against tyranny in all forms, so I've instructed contracted my royal tailors to make 1,000 dilly-dilly shirts that shall be delivered to Georgia in time for the festivities. So if you can't say dilly-dilly, you can wear it.
Is that one of those cultural things that we were talking about before, bridging the gap, things that some people, if you're not golfing, who knows what that means? And if and you
no,
just,
no,
you
Dilly
heard,
Dilly is a foot. That's a TV, a Bud Light TV commercial.
Yeah, it's a commercial.
It's so annoying. Oh my
but
gosh!
But Dilly Dilly was originally part of a children's story from the 18th or 19th century. That reference to Dilly Dilly, hey Dilly Dilly. So I'm wondering if that
that
you know,
was Hey Diddle Diddle actually.
No, it was a Hey Dilly Dilly.
Hey Diddle
too.
Diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
No, but that's
the cow
another
jumped
one.
Over the moon.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
In the I don't know.
Kara, do you know that poem?
Hey Diddle Diddle.
Cat in the fiddle.
Yeah, I know Diddle Diddle. Dilly Dilly, the reason I think that it must be some sort of medieval reference because that's how the commercials are staged. There's knights and king, and so that's where that all comes from. It's just a super annoying, like, it's like the was up. It's like new.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah. So they're all just, it's like medieval times, and all these things are just sitting around saying dilly dilly.
So I said, Kara, did you get it? Yeah, you did.
Yes, I've heard of diddle diddle or whatever.
So I want to know who knows where Baba Booey originated.
Well, that's Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Right. Do you know that, Kara?
That's his producer.
Yeah.
Baba Gary, Booey. His producer, Baba Booey.
Right. Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Well, it was because it's one of the things that they yell.
Yeah, that's
according
people
to the
always
story,
yell that.
People
that's,
yell Baba Booey.
It amazes me how much Baba Booey makes it into every cultural reference.
So here's my question. Are they releasing the list of words that you're going to be escorted out for?
Right, make sure they underscore them?
Yeah, well, I think someone's going to get... Well, the reason that it even got out was someone, a reporter, was there and looked over one of the security guard's shoulders at his clipboard and saw, like, these are the list of words, so... Those are the ones that I guess he could find, Dilly Dilly and
Baba Booey. I'm just curious because I am pretty creative and I feel like I could come up with a lot of words that are probably not on the list. So am I allowed to yell those?
I have my own phraseology.
I yell, you bum.
Well, no, but there are things I used to use with, I don't know where it came from, but Charlotte always understood what I meant when I said unga bunga.
Yes.
And now Miles uses it all the time. He loves it. He looks at me and he says unga bunga and he laughs. He doesn't know what it means. And frankly, I don't either. But it just sounds.
I can't wait to watch the Masters and just hear someone yelling in the background. Unga bunga!
Unga bunga!
I think the whole point is that they just don't want people yelling anything. But especially Baba Booey and Dilly Dilly, that's promoting something else on TV.
It's annoying, too. Right.
Yeah.
All right. It's annoying. And so we've gotten to that point. It is the DJV experience at 12 minutes for the hour here.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed. As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Heavily into the world of technology now. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. So Doug leads Victoria into this, but never leads. Jennifer is, she's okay when it comes to technology, but Victoria really studies it and makes herself aware of what's going on to help you out when it comes to, for example, gadgets to help you do some of your spring cleaning. Have you started doing that, Victoria?
You know, a little bit, but I definitely feel like I want to go through the closets, and I there is something psychologically, I think, to spring cleaning. The weather, the days get a little bit longer, it's lighter, longer into the day, and I think it does make you want to kind of do a refresh, whether it's your decor or just, you know, reorganizing. So, yes, I'm definitely heading down that path, probably for the weekend.
Huh, okay.
But right. I've got some cool little gadgets that actually can help you with your spring cleaning. The first one is called Lohome. It's an automatic rolling ball electric cleaner. And it actually comes with machine washable microfiber covers, and they're designed to roll all around. You know, you've seen the Roomba, right? Those little flat disc-looking robot vacuums.
Yeah.
Well, these are colorful balls. They're a little bit bigger than a grapefruit. And so they're designed to, you turn them on, and they roll all around into your corners and everything, and they pick up all the dust. And then
you
get
a ball in a corner.
What?
That'd be my question.
What? A ball can't roll into like
get the corners. No.
Okay. Next. Anyway, so next. Yes. as it rolls under things and picks up the dust, you turn it off. You take the microfiber cover off. You throw it into the washing machine. Originally, a lot of people bought these because they thought it was a fun toy for a pet, and then they realized how well they actually were cleaning, and so now it's kind of taking off. The best thing is you can buy these low home automatic rolling ball electric cleaners on Amazon for only $12.99. So that will help you get a big kickstart into your cleaning. And if you have a power drill, which I think pretty much everybody has a drill, then the drill brush bathroom surfaces cleaning kit can actually make your bathroom look brand new. All you do is you take this, it looks sort of like a toilet brush, and it attaches right to your drill. You turn your drill on, and it gets rid of soap scum and all kinds of built-up dirt. You can use it in the shower, the sink, the toilet, wherever you need to. And that's only $14.50 on Amazon.
Sounds like an infomercial at 9 o'clock at night on... Or 3 o'clock in the morning.
These are, this is my infomercial, so back off, all right? These are my three picks that I am actually purchasing these myself. And so the coolest one of all, this is the big one. Instead of getting into certain areas where you can't really reach with a sponge or sanitize or a TV remote, things like that, you can't really clean them that well with a wet wipe. So there's this new portable, wavable wand. It's called the Verilux Clean Wave, and it's a sanitizing travel wand. And it uses UVC technology, so there's UVA, UVB, and UVC rays, and it kills germs and bacteria. So you can travel with this, and especially for someone like you, Doug, who travels a lot, you can take it on an airplane with you, and you can take it to a hotel. You can, and all you do is wave this light over the whole surface, and it kills all the bacteria. So you can get that on Amazon for $60. This is totally worth investing in. This is my favorite little find.
But the ball still doesn't get into the corner.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. That's good. That's cool. Good advice. Here's some video game news. Atari hinting at a new updated console to rival competitors like Sony and Xbox.
The Geek Out.
The historic video game company Atari has been hinting at a new console for a while, but now have shown off the final design. We just still don't know a lot. What we do know is that it will not be called the Atari Box, but instead it'll be called Atari VCS Video Computer System. And while still vague, it does appear this new device is more of a lightweight computer for the living room than just another gaming console. It will have the classic Atari one-button joystick and a more modern two-hand controller. Now, Atari says users will be able to surf the web, access common apps like Netflix and Hulu, and it will have classic Atari games. We just don't know which ones or when. They claim $300 pre-orders will start in April, but we'll keep you posted.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so the Kremlin is at it again, it looks like, technologically speaking, Victoria.
So months after Facebook removed hundreds of fake pages and accounts run by that Russian, well, they call it the Internet Research Academy or Association, they now announced yesterday that they found another 300 pages and accounts run by the same group, so they have taken them down. 138 Facebook pages have been removed, 70 Facebook profiles. They had over 1 million people following them. So Facebook continues with their quest to eliminate the Russian stuff.
Well, a little too late. What is it?
Yep.
A little too late? Yeah.
Yep.
59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.